والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد continuing with the book by الشيخ العلامة محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله صفة الصلاة the description of the prayer The prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've reached al-fasl al-rabi', chapter number 4. We've reached al-fasl al-rabi', chapter number 4. Fadl al-salat wa fawaiduha. The virtue of the prayer and its benefits. So al-fasl al-rabi', chapter number 4. Fadl al-salati wa fawaiduha. The virtue of the prayer and its benefits. Before we continue, in the previous lesson we took the definition of the prayer lughatan in the Arabic language. What's the meaning, Abdul Karim, of prayer in language, of salah in the Arabic language? Ahsan, na'am. The meaning of a salah lughatan in the Arabic language is ad-du'a, to supplicate. Shara'an. Ihsan, what's the definition of a salah, the prayer? Shara'an, in the religion of Islam. Irfa sawtak, ma asma'uk. Na'am, ahsant. Ibadah, dhatu aqwalin, wafa'alin makhsusa, worship that consists of specific statements and actions, muftatahatun, بالتكبير, it is opened with the takbir, مختتمتن, and it is closed with التسليم. أحسنت. So the Shaykh, he said, الشيخ ابن عثيمين, تكاثرت النصوص في كتاب الله تعالى وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في فضل الصلاة والمحافظة عليها ترغيبا فيها وحثا عليها. He said, there are many texts in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the virtues of the prayer and guarding over it, encouraging its fulfillment and inspiring a person to perform it. So there are many texts, many ayat, many ahadith regarding the virtues of the salah and guarding over it, encouraging its fulfillment, and inspiring the individual to perform it. And the Shaykh is going to go on to mention a number of those texts, those nusus, that highlight some of the virtues of the salah. He said, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah the Most High, he said, Ikhwan, before we start, let's all sit up properly, barakallahu feekum, in the durus of ilm. Nobody should be laying down or leaning. Hafidhakum Allah. As we've said many times, there is adab, there's etiquette to seeking knowledge and the sittings of knowledge that we have to observe. Barakallahu feekum, so that we can benefit. Alhamdulillah. So the Shaykh, he mentioned, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah the Most High, he said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ Successful indeed are the believers. Successful indeed are the believers. Those who offer their prayer with humility and submissiveness. Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 1 to 2. And Imam Al-Sa'di, he said, explaining this verse, هذا تنويه من الله بذكر عباد المؤمنين وذكر فلاحهم وسعادتهم وبأي شيء وصلوا إلى ذلك. And brothers and sisters, when we read the like of this ayah, قد أفلح المؤمنون. Surely the believers are successful. Each and every one of us desires success. So we should open our ears and our hearts so that we can understand why they are successful, and so that we can possess these qualities. As-Sa'di, he said, هذا التنويه من الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising the believers by mentioning their qualities. هذا التنويه من الله. Here Allah Azza wa Jalla is praising the believers by mentioning the qualities of the believing servants. And He mentions their success and their happiness. And likewise, how they attained it. So, na'am. قد أفلح المؤمنون. Surely the believers are successful. وفي ضمن ذلك الحث على الاتصاف بصفاتهم. And no doubt this is an encouragement, this contains an encouragement to possess these qualities. وترغيب فيها. فليزن العبد نفسه وغيره على هذه الآيات. Let the servant weigh himself, firstly and foremostly, and others in accordance to these آيات. Na'am. When we read this ayat, the first person, who do we judge? Ourselves. The first person we judge is ourselves. I know, unfortunately, we're living in the time of social media. People like to talk and judge others before they look at themselves. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. Except for those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has mercy upon. But it's not like that. هذا خطأ. Sa'di said, فَلْيَزِنَ الْعَبْدُ نَفْسَهُ وَغَيْرُهُ عَلَى هَذِي الْآيَاتِ. Let the believer weigh himself, firstly and foremostly, and others in accordance to these verses. وَيَعْرِفُ بِذَٰلِكَ مَا مَعَهُ وَمَا مَعَ غَيْرِهِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ زِيَادَةً وَنُقْصًا. So that he can recognize what he possesses of faith, and others possess of faith, as it pertains to his strength or his weakness, its increase or decrease. كَثْرَةً وَقِلَّةً. And when Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the believers are successful, أي قَدْ فَازُوا. They have attained success. They are happy. They are prosperous. وَأَدْرَكُوا كُلَّ مَا يُرَامُ. And they've attained everything that is desirable to attain. وَأَدْرَكُوا كُلَّ مَا يُرَامُ. They've attained anything and everything that is desirable to attain. الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَصَدَّقُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ صِفَاتِهِمْ الْكَامِلَةِ أَنَّهُمْ. The believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are successful. Those who believe in Allah and they believe in the messengers. الَّذِينَ مِنْ صِفَاتِهِمْ الْكَامِلَةِ أَنَّهُمْ. And from their perfect attributes is what? فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That they have submission and humility and focus in their prayer. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Likewise, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, إِلَى قَوْلِهِ. Until Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, again, this is Surah Al-Mu'minun, and let us go away and read all of these ayat, inshallah ta'ala, until Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who strictly guard their prayers, and those who strictly guard their prayers. What does that mean? Anyone tell me? Shaykh Yahya, what does it mean to strictly guard the prayers? When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. أحسنت. نعم. As the brothers mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the meaning being, and those who strictly guard their prayers, and again this is from the qualities of those believers who have attained success, أي يُدَاوِمُونَ عَلَيْهَا فِي أَوْقَاتِهَا. They strictly guard their prayers and they pray them at the right times. They pray their prayers at the right times. So if an individual wants to know whether he falls under these ayat, if he possesses these qualities, when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, those who safeguard their prayers, that's referring to the individual who constantly prays the prayer at the right time. يُدَاوِمُونَ عَلَيْهَا فِي أَوْقَاتِهَا وَحُدُودِهَا وَأَشْرَاطِهَا وَأَرْكَانِهَا. And likewise, they fulfill the boundaries of the salah, the pillars of the prayer, the pillars and the conditions of the prayer. فَمَدَحَهُمْ بِالْخُشُوعِ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَبِالْمُحَافَظَةِ عَلَيْهَا. So Allah Azza wa Jalla praises the believers that they have khushu' in their prayer, they have humility, submission, focus, and also they guard their prayer strictly. Don't take it lightly. لأنه لا يتم أمرهم إلا بالأمرين. Because their affair is not complete unless two things are complete. فمن يداوم على الصلاة من غير خشوع. Whoever prays constantly, however he does not have submission, humility and focus, أو على الخشوع من دون محافظة عليها فإنه مذموم ناقص. Or he prays with focus, submission and humility, but he's not consistent with his prayers, he does not guard them, then this individual is censored and deficient. Shall I repeat that? نعم. الإمام السعدي said, لأنه لا يتم أمرهم إلا بالأمرين. The affair of an individual is not complete unless they fulfill two things. خشوع, humility, focus and submission. And likewise, they pray at the right times. Are they consistent with their salawat? Afwan. So he said, فَمَنْ يُدَاوِمْ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ مِنْ غَيْرِ خُشُوعٍ. Whoever is consistent with their prayers, they guard their prayers strictly, but they don't have humility, submission, and focus in their prayer. Or they have humility, submission, and focus, but they're not consistent with their prayer. He said, فَإِنَّهُ مَذْمُومٌ. Then they are censored. They are censored in the Sharia, naqis, and they are deficient. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from that. He said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and again, these are ayat showing the virtue of the prayer. Na'am, khushu' and muhafadah, strictly guarding the prayer. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Verily man was created very impatient, irritable when evil touches him, and stingy and miserly when good touches him, except those who are devoted to prayer, except those who pray. Look, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, except those who pray. So when he starts to talk about praiseworthy qualities, what does he start with? Mother, prayer, salah. You want to talk about everything else except salah? La, let's natakallam anis salah. Let's talk about that first. Nahtam bihada awwalan. Illa al-musalleen, except those who pray. Alladheena hum ala salatihim da'imun. Those who remain constant in their prayers. وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. And those in whose wealth there is a recognized right. لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. For the beggar who asks, and for the one who has lost his property. وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And those who believe in the day of recompense, the day of resurrection. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. And those who fear the torment of their Lord. Those who fear the punishment of their Lord. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّهِمْ غَيْرُ مَأْمُونَ. Verily the torment of their Lord is that before which none can feel secure. Nobody shall feel secure as it pertains to the torment and the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Nobody. Allah Azza wa Jalla, look what he said. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّهِمْ غَيْرُ مَأْمُونَ. Verily the torment of their Lord, none shall feel secure and safe from it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Those who safeguard their private parts. إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين. Those who guard their private parts except with their wives and those whom their right hand possesses, for them they're not blameworthy. Your wife, you're not blameworthy. It's lawful for you. And زد على ذلك, with your wife, if your niyyah, if your intention is to protect your chastity, then you have a reward for it, as comes in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why a niyyah, an intention, can change something from being something that is allowed, mubah, and it can make it something that's mustahab, recommended, where you'll be rewarded. Because having relationship with your wife is allowed for you. But if you have a righteous intention, when you have relations with your wife or with your spouse, then there's reward in that. It's ajr. Wallahu Akbar. Look at the beauty of the deen of Islam. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Whoever goes beyond that, whoever seeks beyond that, then it is them who are the transgressors. Going beyond that, wives, right hand possessions, going beyond that, they are the transgressors. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتٍ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Again, the qualities of the believers, praiseworthy qualities, and those who keep their trust and their covenants. Again, we should, like Al-Imam As-Sa'di said about the ayat in Surah Al-Mu'minun, the believer should weigh himself firstly and foremostly in light of these ayat. And those who keep their trust and their covenants. That's from the sifat of the believers. Because on the other hand, from the sifat of the munafiqeen is what? إِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. When he's trusted, he proves treacherous. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. When he's entrusted with a trust, he's treacherous. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِشَهَادَاتِهِمْ قَائِمُونَ. And those who stand firm in their testimonies. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ. And again, and those who guard strictly their prayers, these individuals shall dwell in the gardens of paradise and they will be honored. Surah Al-Ma'arij, verse 19-35. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ. These individuals, they will be in paradise and they will be honored. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant each and every one of us Jannah. And the Shaykh, he said, وَوَجْهُ فَضِيلَتِهَا. These verses show the excellence of the prayer. أَنَّ اللَّهَ بَدَأَ هَذِ الْأَوْصَافِ الْحَمِيدَةِ فِي السُّورَتَيْنِ بِالصَّلَاةِ. These verses show the excellence of the prayer because Allah Azza wa Jalla started mentioning the praiseworthy characteristics with the prayer. He mentioned the prayer. From the praiseworthy characteristics, Allah Azza wa Jalla started with the salah. And He concluded with the salah. He started with the prayer and He concluded with the prayer. وَخَتَمَهَا بِالصَّلَاةِ وَمَا ذَاكَ إِلَّا لِفَضْلِ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْأَعْمَالِ. And the only reason for this, there is no reason for this except due to the virtue of the prayer over the other actions. There is no reason for this except due to the virtue of the prayer over the other actions. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. And Allah the Mighty and Majestic, He said, Allah the Most High, He said, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Again, highlighting the virtues of as-salah, the prayer. أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book, and perform as-salah. And perform the prayer. Naam. Al-Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said, explaining this ayah, when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitabi wa aqim as-salah." Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book, meaning the Quran, and perform the prayer. Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 45. He said, "Ya'muru ta'ala bitilawati wahyihi wa tanzili." Allah, He commands with the recitation of His revelation and that which He sent down, which is what? وَهُوَ الْكِتَابِ الْعَظِيمِ. The Qur'an. This great book. وَمَعْنَ تِلَاوَتِهِ. What does it mean to recite it? Is it just reciting with the tongue? هَلْ مَعْنَ تِلَاوَتِهِ بَسْ الْقِرَاءَ. Just meaning only فَقَدْ and not anything else? No, he said, وَمَعْنَ تِلَاوَتِهِ. The meaning of reciting the Qur'an, اتباعه, to follow it. بامتثال ما يأمر به, by implementing what it commands. واجتناب ما ينهى عن, and staying away from that which it forbids. والاهتداء بهداه, and seeking guidance with the guidance of the Quran. وتصديق أخباره, and affirming everything that is found in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. وتدبر معاني, and reflecting upon its meanings. Naam, and also with tilawa to al-fadi, and to recite his words. فَصَارَ تِلَاوَ لَفْضُهُ جُزْءَ الْمَعْنَى وَبَعْضُهُ وَإِذَا كَانَ هَذَا مَعْنَى تِلَاوَةِ الْكِتَابِ عُلِمَ أَنَّ إِقَامَةِ الدِّينِ كُلَّهِ دَاخِلَ فِي تِلَاوَةِ الْكِتَابِ. As-Sa'di mentions a fa'idah that should be written in gold. He says, so therefore, reading and reciting the book, you should know from this that this is the establishment of the whole of the religion. The establishment of the whole of the religion is encompassed in the recitation of the book. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab," recite what was revealed to you from the book, meaning establish the whole of the deen. And that's the meaning of reciting the Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from those who truly recite it. Because brothers and sisters, if Allah Azza wa Jalla commands with something, it's because it's beneficial. It's either totally beneficial in every sense or overall benefit. If Allah prohibits us from something, it's because it's either totally evil or the evil outweighs any good. So an individual, no servant, who believes in Allah Azza wa Jalla on the last day, can have any problem in anything which Allah legislated. Likewise, the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned another ayah to highlight the virtues of the prayer. Qala ta'ala, Allah the Most High, He said, حَافِذُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوَسْطَى وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. And God strictly, the five obligatory prayers, especially the middle prayer, and stand before Allah with obedience. And God strictly, the five obligatory prayers and the middle prayer, and stand before Allah with obedience. Inshallah, naqra'u bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll read from the tafsir of As-Sa'di. He said, يَأْمُرُ بِالْمُحَافَظَةِ عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ عُمُومًا. Here in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla commands us to guard and be consistent with the prayers in general. وَعَلَى الصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى, and the middle prayer, وَهِيَ الْعَصَرِ خُصُوصًا, and this is Asr specifically. And again, ikhwan, the same thing. وَالْمُحَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا. Guarding the prayer means what? أَدَاؤُهَا بِوَقْتِهَا. Performing the prayer in the right time. وَشُرُوطِهَا, with the conditions. وَأَرْكَانِهَا, and the pillars. وَخُشُوعِهَا, and humility and submission. وَجَمِيعْ مَا لَهَا مِنْ وَاجِبْ, and establishing everything connected to the prayer from obligations and recommended acts. وَبِالْمُحَافَظَ عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ تَحْصُلَ الْمُحَافَظَةَ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْعِبَادَاتِ. And if a person guards the prayers like this, they will guard the other acts of worship the same way. Allahu Akbar. If a person guards the prayers like this, he will guard the other acts of worship in the same way. نعم. Then Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, فَالْأَمَرْ بِالْمُحَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ لَهَا شَأْنًا عَظِيمًا. The command in this ayah to guard strictly over the prayers indicates that it has a great importance. Indicates that it has a great importance. وَالصَّلَاةُ, the Shaykh continue with the virtues, أول ركن عملي فرض على المسلمين. The prayer was the first physical act of worship made obligatory upon the Muslims. والصلاة أول ركن عملي فرض على المسلمين. The prayer was the first physical act of worship made obligatory upon the Muslims, meaning فرض عين. وأول ما يحاسب عليه العبد يوم القيامة من حقوق الله. And also, the prayer is the first of the actions that the servant will be brought to account for from the rights of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Na'am. The prayer is the first of the actions of the servant that he will be brought to account for on the Day of Judgment. From the rights of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Fafil hadith, there comes in the hadith. Ikhwan, I want you to write that this hadith with this wording is da'if. The hadith with this wording is da'if. However, the ma'ana, the meaning is sahih. Al-Shaykh al-Albani mentions it in da'if al-targhib wa tarheeb. And I have it in front of me here. In the book da'if al-targhib wa tarheeb, hadith 211. And he said da'if. Rawahu Abu Ya'la, it is weak. The hadith with this wording is da'if. However, the ma'ani is sahih, and part of this hadith, alhamdulillah, is established in the sunan. It is sahih, as established in the sunan, the meaning of it. Na'am. It's reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, inna awwala ma aftarada Allahu 'ala an-nas min dinihim as-salat wa akhira ma yabqa as-salat. Indeed, the first affair Allah azza wa jalla made obligatory upon the people from their religion was the prayer. Indeed, the first affair that Allah made obligatory upon the people from their religion was the prayer. And the last of what remains is the prayer. As I said, that portion of the hadith is narrated by Abu Ya'la. Shaykh al-Albani said that this hadith is da'if with that law. However, from here, this next part, this hadith is sahih, is authentic, as established in the Sunan, At-Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, and Ibn Majah, and other collections of hadith. وَأَوَلُ مَا يُحَاسَبْ بِهِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing that the servant will be held to account for on the Day of Judgment is what? The prayer. Allahu Akbar. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبْ بِهِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing that the servant will be brought to account for on the Day of Judgment is the prayer. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ. Allah will say, أُنظُرُ فِي صَلَاةِ عَبْدِي. Look to the prayer of my servant. And that is why, brothers and sisters, we should bring ourselves to account before we are brought to account. In this dunya, alhamdulillah, we can bring ourselves to account. We can look at our own selves. We can analyze our own selves. If you're busy looking at everyone else, what he's doing, what she's doing, what they're not doing, what he's not doing, that's going to divert you from looking at your own self. Over them. The first thing that the servant will be brought to account for, Yawm al-Qiyamah, from the affairs of the religion, is the prayer. Allah will say, "Unduru fi salati abdi." Look at the prayer of my servant. And if, brothers and sisters, we were to look at our own prayers, how would we find them? فَإِنْ كَانَتْ تَامَةً كُتِبَتْ تَامَةً. If the prayer is complete, then it is recorded and written as being complete. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ نَاقِسَةً يَقُولُ. And if the prayer is deficient, Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, "Unzuru hal li 'abdi min tatawwu'." Look, does my servant have any optional prayers, supererogatory prayers, showing the importance, brothers and sisters, of what? The optional prayers. فَإِنْ وَجِدْ لَهُ تَطَوَّعْ. And if there are supererogatory and optional prayers, then they compensate for any deficiency in the obligatory prayer. So if there are any optional prayers or supererogatory prayers, then they compensate for any deficiency in the obligatory prayers. And the word here, فَإِنْ وَجِدَ لَهُ تَطَوَّعْ تَمَّتِ الْفَرِيضَ مِنَ التَّطَوَّعْ. And there comes in the wording of Ibn Majah, أَكْمِلُوا بِهِ الْفَرِيضَ. It will be said, complete his obligatory prayers with these optional prayers. ثُمَّ يُفْعَلُ بِسَائِرِ الْأَعْمَالِ الْمَفْرُوضَةِ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. And then the rest of the obligatory actions will be treated the same. That's why somebody should not take the nawafil, the optional acts, lightly. Person should not take them lightly. Again, showing the virtue of as-salah. And as I said, وَأَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبْ بِهِ الصَّلَاةِ. From that place onwards, that hadith, alhamdulillah, is no doubt authentic, and it's found in the Sunan, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, and it is authentic. And the word, it may vary slightly. Then the Shaykh, he said, عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما, upon the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr, he said, إن رجلا جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسأله عن أفضل الأعمال. A man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him about the best actions. Asked him about what is the best of the actions. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Messenger of Allah, he said, الصَّلَاةِ, the prayer. ثُمَّ قَالَ مَا. And then the man said, and then what? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الصَّلَاةِ, the prayer. ثُمَّ قَالَ مَا. The man said, then what? قال الصلاة, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said the prayer ثلاث مرات, three times. قال فلما غلب عليه, when the man continued to ask this question, what next? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said الجهاد في سبيل الله, the legislated jihad in the path of Allah تبارك وتعالى. رواه الإمام أحمد وابن حبان.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
نعم. So the Shaykh, he said, رواه الإمام أحمد. This hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad ibn Hibban. In this hadith, Shaykh al-Albani declared it to be sahih li ghayrihi, sahih, authentic due to supporting narrations, fi kitab sahih al-Targhib wa Tarhib, hadith number 378. So Shaykh al-Albani declared this hadith to be authentic. And as you notice, ikhwan, for the ahadith that are not in al-Bukhari or in Muslim, inshallah ta'ala, we will rely upon the takhrij of Shaykh al-Albani, the checking of Shaykh al-Albani, the muhaddith of this asr, the muhaddith of this time. Naam. And that's why Shaykh Muqbil used to say that every library, faqira, is in need of the books of Shaykh al-Albani. Rahimahullah. And that's the benefit of having a nice library in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, we can utilize the books that are there for our classes. Libraries are not there just to look at. Alhamdulillah, they're there to be utilized and benefited from. Then he mentioned, الشيخ ابن عثيمين وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said استقيموا, be upright. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said استقيموا, be upright, ولن تحسوا. And the meaning of this ولن تحسوا, some of the علماء, they say لن تحسوا ما لكم عند الله من الأجر والثواب إن استقمتم, that the meaning of this, be upright and you will not be able to keep count of the reward that is with Allah if you are upright. Allahu Akbar. If you are upright, you will not be able to keep count of the reward that is with Allah in istaqamtum if you are upright. وَاعْلَمُوا and know أَنَّ خَيْرَ أَعْمَالِكُمْ الصَّلَاةِ, the best of your actions is the prayer. وَلَا يُحَافِظُ عَلَى الْوُضُوءِ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٍ, and no one strictly guards over the wudu except for a believer. وَاعْلَمُوا, know that the best of your actions is the prayer. وَلَا يُحَافِذَ عَلَى الْوُضُوءِ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٍ, and no one strictly guards الوضوء except for the believer. And again, this hadith is collected by Ibn Majah, and Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah declared it to be authentic sahih in Sahih Sunan Ibn Majah, hadith number 224. Shaykh al-Albani declared this hadith to be sahih in the Sahih of Ibn Majah, hadith number 224. Sahih Sunan Ibn Majah of Shaykh al-Albani, hadith 224. وَسُئِلَ عَنْ عَمَلٍ يُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked about an action that will enter into paradise. فَقَالَ, and he responded, عليك بكثرة السجود لله. He responded, it is upon you to prostrate to Allah a lot. Prostrate to Allah a lot is referring to what? prayer, salah. Now, because the prostration is min ashrafi, from the most noble of the positions of the prayer. So therefore, prostration has been mentioned, the meaning is as-salah, the prayer. Remember when the companion, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if he could be his companion in Jannah. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? Now, when the Sahabi, the companion, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his companionship in Jannah, he wanted to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And ikhwan, that's the Sahaba. Look, they wasn't thinking about anything except what? Jannah, paradise. And being with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers in Jannah. That's what they were thinking about. When they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's what they would ask about. And the hadith that I was referring to, anybody know who the companion was? Ihsan, mother ended. La. That comes in the hadith, and Rabi'a ibn Ka'ab al-Aslami radiyallahu anhu, he said, "Kuntu abit ma'a Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He said, "I used to stay with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I came with to him with some water for him to make wudu. Faqala li," the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, "Sal, ask for anything. Ask, what do you want?" Faqultu, he said, "As'alukum murafaqataka fil jannah." He said, "I ask you for your companionship in Jannah." Look at that. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ask, sell. What do you want? Ask for something and I will give it to you." What did he ask for? He said, "I want your companionship in Jannah. As'aluka murafaqatak fil Jannah." Allahu Akbar. Look at the companions. That's why they're the best of mankind. We took it, this lesson. The last lesson in Sharh Sunan al-Barbahari. The best of the people after the Prophets, and from of this nation and all of the nations, is the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to him, "Anything else? Is there anything else?" Qultu huwa dhak. He said, "No, that's it. That's what I want. Subhanallah." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Fa'inni ala nafsika bi kathrati sujood." Aid me to do this for you by making much prostration. Allahu Akbar. Aid me in this for yourself by making much prostration. Showing the excellence of the prayer, as salah in general, the obligatory prayers, and also the importance of the supererogatory prayers, the optional prayers. And one of the ways to be in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, may Allah grant that to each and every one of us, is a salah. Strictly guarding the prayer and offering the salawat and praying a lot of prayer. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked about an action that would enter into Jannah. He said, "Alayka bi kathrati sujood lillah." It is upon you to perform much prostration to Allah. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَسْجُدُ لِلَّهِ سَجْدًا إِلَّا رَفَعَكَ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجًا وَحَطَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئًا. رواه مسلم. For indeed you do not prostrate a prostration to Allah, the Mighty Majestic, except that Allah raises you a level by it and removes a sin from you. For indeed you do not prostrate a prostration, a sajda, illa rafa'aka Allahu biha daraja, except Allah raises you a degree by it. Wa hatta anka biha khati'a, and He removes a sin from you. Wallahu a'lam. Inshallah nuraja. يعني ادخل المكتبة حديث رقم 499 ائتي بصحيح مسلم. وهذه الأحاديث في فضل الصلاة قليل من كثير. These أحاديث that the Shaykh, he said that he's quoted, they are few but they are many. نعم, if somebody, you can go and read the Sahih al-Imam al-Bukhari, go and read the Sahih al-Imam Muslim, go and read the Sunan and see there are many ahadith that highlight the excellence, the virtues of the salah. If you want to go away and read more ahadith, just pick up Sahih Muslim, Sahih Bukhari, and you will find many virtues of the salah. وَهَذِي الْأَحَدِيثِ فِي فَضْلِ الصَّلَاةِ قَلِيلٌ مِّن كَثِيرٌ اقتصرنا عليها خوفا من التطويل. And we suffice with them because we fear that, Mother the Sheikh, he said, we fear that we will bore the people and we will talk about it yani, too much. So he sufficed with that. He said, and we have limited ourselves with them, fearing elongation, and likewise to fearing that we will bore the people. وَأَمَّا فَوَائِدُ الصَّلَاةِ فَكَثِيرًا لا يمكن حصرها فمن فوائدها. And we'll stop there, Ikhwan, and we'll continue with this on Thursday. And even these, sahih, these benefits, and inshallah we'll read for these benefits from the kalam of Ibn al-Qayyim, from the kalam of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and other scholars as it pertains to some of these fawaid, the benefits of the prayer. And again, the fa'idah, who does the benefit return to? To the individual, to us. If we establish the prayer as we've been commanded, who benefits? We benefit. How do we benefit? You most probably benefit in ways that you do not even imagine. You benefit from the salah in ways that you don't even imagine. But inshallah ta'ala, sanadkuru ba'daha, ba'da hadhihi al-fawaid fi al-dars al-ati bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We'll mention some of those benefits in the coming lesson about the salah, the prayer. Faddal.